Can you just briefly say your name, where you come from, and what instrument you play?
Hello, I'm Sofia, and I come from Italy, but living in Germany since a long time, and I play the accordion.
Hello, my name is Gueltas. I come from Brittany. I play the saxophone and the bombarde, which is the traditional oboe from Brittany.
Hello, my name is Lola. I'm coming from Switzerland, and I'm a singer.
Hello, my name is Robin. I'm come from Palaiseau in France, and I play bass guitar.
Can you tell us where are you for the small concert today, and what audience do you have? Maybe how many people? How old they are?
We were in MJC Simon Signoret in Évry-Courcouronnes with more like 50 between 50-60 years old audience. Lot of them were already aware of the Ethno project. They were coming just to see us like in advance before Friday. It was like 20-25 people, I don't know. In a small venue, that's the concert stage of the MJC Simon Signoret.
Can you tell us like what tunes you played, and if there was any, and what was the process of playing these tunes in a quartet, as opposed to arrangements for 18 musicians?
Yes, we played five songs, and the ones that we brought to the project, so one Italian tune, one Breton tune, one from Switzerland, and one from USA and Ireland. Well, the last one was a bit mixed, and the Andean one, so one from Argentina.
So we took like almost the same structure that we learned these few days, and just to made it with four instruments, so to make it easier maybe sometimes and shorter or so. But it was almost the same, I think.
We have like almost every kind of roles in music was in the group. We had a singer, a melodic instrument, we had an harmonic and rhythmic instrument, and I was playing the bass. And we just didn't have percussion. But it wasn't an issue because we chose to do music and tunes without too much percussion, which like we forgot the Brazilian tunes or things like that. But we had enough materials to play full song with the lyrics and little bit of solo, little bit of bridge and harmony. We did like a very small version of the concert, the tune we are supposed to play on Friday.
Was there any particular tune that you were like, wow, this really works really well in this format of a small group?
I think it was the one from Argentina. Yeah. I think it's like, I can't speak for myself, but it's my favorite song. It's a really easy song, like in terms of it's going directly to the heart somehow. It's like a really emotional song. And I think it was the first we agreed to, like, let's do this one. And then we were like, oh, maybe we should also consider one song from our own country. But this one was definitely the favorite of our group.
On stage, how was it for you to be only four after spending a week playing on a 20-people orchestra?
It was cool to listen really to the instruments that we are playing with. But of course, I was feeling a bit lost because we have normally a very big sound and surrounding sound. And here it was very, very quiet, very intimate.
Yes.
And delicate. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me it was almost the same. Like, normally I listen a lot to the percussions. And when we don't have, so we have to do without. But no, it was cool, and the team was very great to work with this team. It was easy, so yeah, I'm happy.
It was super interesting to observe, I think it was immediately, like, we had our roles, like, somebody was more confident to give cues, or, yeah, and what I felt on stage was a little bit, I didn't have, like, this other 19 people to hide. in between. So we were like four, and you see each movement somebody makes. So this was a little harder than before. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we talked about it a little bit because the fact that we had to, everyone had special roles, and there was no one to back up anyone because no one is playing my bass, no one is playing the harmonic part for Sophia, no one is singing with Laura. You have to be sure that you are ready to play your part because nobody is going to be there to help you. I mean, to back up and to play the same line that you are playing. So it means in a way that you have to be, you have to trust yourself and trust any everyone in the band. But it's cool to see that when it's working, it's like we don't need any more than four people to just feel the core of the song. That's why I think the Argentine tune was very cool, because with only the melody and the like, just the chords, it was only already like quite powerful. And I think we told the audience that if they want to get the full version of the tunes, they just had to come Friday and see the full version with the premium version.
Last question: can you sum up the experience of playing in a small group in this setting in one, two, or three words?
We agreed on good, bonding, and cozy. Bleu, le Père Adieu. Bleu, le Père Adieu.